Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. The following episode was recorded at the Hungry Brain, but not live on stage. It was recorded after the live show. It's just me and James Fritz, friend of the show, long-running friend of the show. And it's pretty fun. I actually enjoyed it. We didn't just bicker the entire time like we usually do. We're all friends. It's fine. James has a lot of great shows coming up, and you should see him. You should follow him on Twitter. It's at James Fritz Comic, and he has a podcast as well, and it's called You Could Be Dead, and it's youcouldbedead.com. I've been on the show. It's a lot of fun. It's not sad, even though dead is in the title. Time for plugs. I'll be in Washington, D.C. tonight, August 20th, hosting 8x8. Then we have a live show on September 7th at the Wonderland Ballroom, and that will be fun. They're always fun. Two nights later, on 9/9/12, Sunday evening at 6 p.m., I will be hosting a show at the Kennedy Center on the Millennium Stage, and it's fantastic. DC co-host Jen Tisdale will be providing comedy. SM Shrake will be doing a story. Mab Just Mab will be doing sideshow. It's hard to say. Sideshow. She'll be doing sideshow. Oh, I'm going to have an awful time introducing her. Jody Lynn Anderson will be doing a reading and music from Janelle and Anthony. So that's neat. We'll be on the Millennium Stage at the Kennedy Center. Please come to it. It's free. It's at 6 p.m. So without further ado, here's James Fritz and I just talking, having a good chat. It's a nice introduction if you don't know who James is. He's one of my favorites. YouTube him. He's very funny. So that's it. Enjoy the show. Hey, James, how are you?
I am good.
Very nice. James Fritz is one of my favorites. And we're doing a show together in September right before you leave Chicago.
Yep.
Come on, man. Not stop on
that
the
wasn't a question.
I understand. I apologize. James, are you excited to do our show together on September 21st?
Oh, my God. My tits are erect.
See, how does one maintain such... Never mind. So, you're...
No, what were you feeling? What were you feeling?
Give me some of your new rules. You're known for your new rules.
New drools.
New drools?
New drools.
Give me some of your new drools.
Weight gaining videos.
All right, so, James, you're moving to L.A.,
Yeah.
Why?
Because they have cameras.
They have cameras. What's the goal?
To steal a bunch of cameras.
So you're going for this whole camera pyramid scheme?
Yeah, I don't want to be famous.
Oh, no.
And just, I found a van. He's
on Leno. You found a van?
Yeah.
What's your first late night goal? Where's your first stop on the tour? Is it Leno? Is it Ferguson? Are you going to go cross country to Mr. Letterman?
I actually got booked for it's an online show.
What is that?
It's actually hosted by Fergie's son.
Okay.
Not from the Black Eyed Peas.
Fergie the princess or the Duchess of York.
Yes, please. Say her real title.
I just did. Weight Watchers campaign spokesmodel.
Don't belittle her.
She is.
Just because she had to conform to our like fucking body shaming images of women in this culture. Why did she need that money, by the way?
Because
I never thought about this before. Why did she need a sponsorship, though? She's a fucking duchess.
There was a prenup. That's what it was. They got divorced. You know that, right?
Right. But I imagine it was pretty healthy.
Define healthy.
It's fake money from people who still believe in that system.
Well, yeah. It runs out. She needed to maintain her lifestyle.
Okay.
It's like when the athletes... What? Am I Chris Rock? What does that even mean?
No, didn't he have an OJ thing? Like, she needs to maintain her lifestyle. I'd murder that bitch, too. And everyone laughed because he wasn't Daniel Tosh and he was funny.
So what you're saying is Chris Rock
no.
is pro... What? So you're going to... you're doing...
Right, I'm going to L.A.
You're going to L.A.? Why are you going to L.A.?
I anything about any other comics.
No, not anymore. Apparently you censor yourself all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You're not doing no junior bits.
Well, you know what they say.
No.
You can't get on Leno talking about your mom's pussy and equal rights.
That's an old Irish saying. It's a limerick that doesn't rhyme.
New rule.
New rule. Not one of your new drools. One of new rules. All right, so James, you've been talking about... You fucking lit the cigarette backwards.
Smoke. I don't want the kids knowing that.
They hear you smoking, and you talk about smoking all the time. You have a podcast. I think your podcast is very fun. It's called You Could Be Dead.
Yeah, it's You Could Be Dead. YouCouldBeDead.com.
Are you going to keep doing it in L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm going to get a phone.
Ooh, call-in shows.
No.
What's the goal, though, honestly? Like, you're going to L.A., you're a very funny man.
I love when people ask what the goal is. I've been doing stand-up 7 years. I want to do stand-up, but get paid to do it and have it be my only income. I want to be a stand-up comic.
You don't care about the writing. You
don't. I do other shit. Yeah, of course, I'd take any gig. I'm not limiting myself, but the goal is to, yeah, be a stand-up comedian.
Who are some of the guys that you're going to kind of model your career after? I'm trying to actually get real here.
Jesus Christ.
Superstar or just regular?
I liked him before he got a superstar, and he kind of forgot about it.
He lost the game plan.
Well, you know, he forgot about where he was from.
Yeah, not Superstar Land.
Judea, I believe?
Yeah, it was Judea.
Okay.
So your favorite part about Jesus...
More like Judea. Wait, that's probably because why it is.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay.
So we're learning in this podcast. I don't think we've ever had a conversation where you don't belittle me. I think it goes both ways.
Yeah, thank you.
I think it goes that's both ways.
Yeah.
I am incredibly intimidated by you, yet comforted by you. You're like a...
You never feel intimidated. I never feel like you feel intimidated by me.
I don't portray
that. It might be the height thing.
Because I'm taller than you?
Yeah.
I'm
like, I've been listening to a lot of Pete Holmes shit, and he's always like, I'm a little guy, and I'm scared of everything.
He's like 6'4", like, right?
Yeah. And I've met him, and he's a sweetheart. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I have short guy syndrome where it's just like, yeah, if you're taller than me, I literally can't imagine, like, intimidating you unless I roll up in a sweet Aston Martin. That's a good car, right?
That's a car.
That's a car, people.
We don't have cars.
Can have. Yeah, and like a...
A
like
sweet
a,
car.
Like an 18-piece suit? Is that a thing?
These no, no.
I'm learning. And like a girlfriend?
A girl. That's a friend.
A human woman.
That is consensual with
that
you.
That lets you put...
Consensual things.
And likes it.
Yeah. Not toshing it up.
Right.
You don't like... You're not pro-tosh.
Oh, I got no... I don't care. Either way, he's fine. He worked his dick off. He's a good comic. Who cares?
Is he? I've never seen a stand-up.
He's got to be good.
Does he?
On some level, yes.
That's fair.
He's got to be good. The show didn't make him.
No, absolutely not.
You know, like...
You seem to be a lot happier than you were, like, I don't know, 6 months ago. Is that true? Or am I just reading into things?
I don't know. It's a minute-by-minute struggle.
Happiness. When you say minute-by-minute, I think of Elliot Smith and I worry about you.
Yeah, it was nice of the bar. We were just in to play an Elliot Smith song. I was like,
that was me. Sorry about that.
No, I loved it. I loved it.
I shouldn't like that in a bar. I shouldn't program a playlist to be like, oh, they'll love this guy.
Well, no, don't make it all that.
But no.
You got to throw a sad bone in there just so sometimes husbands don't like cheat on their wives because they remember that human beings.
That's how you refer to intercourse.
A sad bone.
Throwing a sad bone in.
Yeah. Well,
oh, that makes sense. So you do seem happier, though, and it makes me happy for you.
I don't think I'm happier.
You are. You're definitely happier. You're definitely happier.
You haven't been talking to the people I've been Facebook chatting with.
Why are you Facebook chatting? You're an adult.
These are adults who I know.
Who? Name one. Name one adult you know. Go. Hot seat. Hot mic.
New rule. Don't do that.
Oh, I don't know. What happened to the new rules?
Hot mic.
You just dropped your bits.
New rule. Yeah, that's stupid.
I know.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's so relative, because, like, it is a... For me, though, like, I've struggled with happiness my whole life, and, you know, and I'm not smart enough
to
go to therapy. So, like, it is...
Are you
like
opposed to therapy?
No, I should do it. I don't have the money. But also, I'm kind of scared.
If you make a certain amount of money a year, will you go to therapy? Are you afraid it's going to...
I make a certain amount of money a year, I ain't going to need therapy, son. I'm kidding. But, Yeah, I'd like... Yeah, I should.
Have you ever gone?
These filters are... There's a reason they make them.
Yeah. Have you ever gone?
No. My sister went.
Did she like it?
She lied.
To the therapist?
Yeah.
Why?
Which made me so mad, because I was sitting there as a southern, like, male child, the male child of the family.
I understand.
It was like... Yeah. It was never... It was rub some dirt on it, suck it up. It was never...
That's what I call sex.
Right. Huh?
What?
What was your joke?
That's what I call intercourse. Rub some dirt on it.
Then suck it up.
Tits Tebow. Why? I can't think. I'm sorry.
That's why you did this.
I just want to throw in Tits Tebow.
I know, yeah.
No, but here's why I think that you're in a good place and that a lot of our friends are in a good place.
Well, I'm terrified.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. I have no
idea. Of moving to L.A.?
Moving to a city. I've lived here 12 years. Yeah, of course I'm terrified.
I think it'd be great.
But I'm also excited, but like... Yeah. Shit's gonna change, you know. Like,
well, the reason
is scary.
I understand. That's why I'm against change.
It's easy to get comfortable being as unhappy as you are and managing that unhappiness on a daily basis.
So you're kind of... Do you feel like you're forced to try harder or something like that?
I don't know what you mean.
Like, because you're going to a new environment, are you...
Of course I will be. Oh, yeah.
Do you think you're going to write more? You're going to just polish your stuff? What do you think you're going to do?
I don't know. Stage time I'm worried about, because I do get a lot of stage time here.
You do.
And I write a lot on stage and at shows, you know, which is a luxury.
Do you have any venues that you know going into that you can get guaranteed time?
I have a lot of friends out there who I'm sure they'll hit me up. Maybe a couple times at first, but
absolutely.
What happened 6 months later, blah, blah, blah. But you can't work that far ahead. Like I just try to take it day by day like an alcoholic.
That's fair. Are you an alcoholic?
I've never been to therapy. So, I don't know. Probably.
Well,
I don't know.
How often do you drink?
Like a lot.
Every day?
Probably most days. I don't usually start.
You don't start the day, but do you look forward to night?
No, I don't look forward to anything.
That's not good.
I look forward to sets.
Sets?
Sometimes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sorry that we're actually doing like a real...
No, that's fine. You made it weird.
I do think about this a lot with you guys, because I don't live here anymore, and I used to see you...
I don't have the healthiest lifestyle.
But it seems to be getting...
I mean mentally, too.
But you're not dumb, and a lot of the people that share your lifestyle are very dumb. And
I disagree.
I don't.
On both counts.
I don't. I think you're an incredibly intelligent man, and I think you'd realize you should be at a better station in life.
I don't know if I should be, but I'd like to try. Like,
why shouldn't you be?
Why should I be?
Because you're funny and you're smart.
So
the
what?
End. That's it. That's
people
all.
Have worked. But I haven't worked as smart as a lot of people.
That's true. That's completely fair. I haven't either.
Yeah.
I mean, we're here. We're at the Hungry Brain right now, and I love the Hungry Brain.
It's Unforgiven. Deserves got nothing to do with it, man. Like,
that's true. So do you only quote Clint Eastwood films because you're a Republican?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is why I wanted...
A quote from High Plains Drifter. I'm going to rape that bitch and still be the protagonist.
But wouldn't it be funny if five guys came in right now and all... So
they gave us free burgers? See, I've been trying to make that fucking...
My co-host in D.C. did that bit, same exact result. Like, just, yeah.
It's not a bit. It's a line.
Fine, she did that line.
That's the thing. Oh, it's a woman. I don't want to attack her. Never mind, I'm sure it was great.
All right, so the reason why I wanted to do this one is because a mutual friend of ours, more of a friend of you, Beth Stelling was recently on Conan.
Yeah.
And Beth Stelling left Chicago about a year ago, and she was the first guest we ever had on the talk show. And she was on one of the first stand-up shows we ever had, The Hungry Brain, and you were on that bill. And within a year, she got on Conan, and that made me really happy for her. And everyone that I know in this scene, like you, expressed your happiness for her on Facebook and Twitter, et cetera. And I haven't seen that before. There's no disdain.
Like, oh, it happens. I've seen it with people.
No. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I have. I've seen it with people. I've seen it with... no one has a bad word about fucking...
Kyle?
Canaan's success, because he's good people and he's doing shit the right way. Yeah.
Maybe it's just because she's the first person I know. You know what I mean?
Fair enough, yeah. But I saw it with Kyle. I saw it with fucking Hannibal.
Well,
I see a comic talk shit about him.
I have online.
Online?
That's what I'm... Well, someone that's been doing it for like 6 months or something like that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, okay, an idiot.
But they're still... But you're completely right, and I agree, but you guys are still...
I'm sure there's some female, bitter female six-month comic who thinks she's already old shit.
That's true.
Said something shitty about Beth online, too. Online doesn't matter. Fuck that.
Well, it just seems that, like, Beth is the first of, like, I'd say my friends that have gotten to this level, and everyone across the board is super happy for her.
Right. Because she worked hard, and she had fun, and she didn't treat people like shit.
Absolutely. But that doesn't seem to be the perception for a lot of the comics that I know.
Well, you're hanging out with assholes.
I don't think I am. Like, I don't think
the comics I know are pretty good people. To be
honest. You're right. You know what I think it is, honestly?
And I like them a lot as human beings, too, and they're very funny. And I mean, we all have petty jealousies. Like, of course I feel like shit when you... Where I thought your question was going when you're like, you were both on the first show and she's doing all this.
No,
but this is what I'm saying. Like, my comedy brain goes, why aren't you getting this? Whatever. Like, and you think that for a second and then you're like, fuck, what is wrong with me? Why would I think that about my friend? And like, that's the ugly. And if you let that take over, first of all, you become unfunny.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If you just turn bitter, you get comics I love, big name comics.
Yeah.
Once they've gotten better, they've gotten a lot less funny. And I don't mean funny better. And I don't mean Carlin better. I mean, like, bitter towards comedy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think I know who you're talking about, too, but I don't want to say the name.
Right.
Well, off mic. But it just seems that,
who cares who it is? I'm just saying, as an example, like, if you get bitter... I mean, you can get bitter about the industry, you can get bitter about all this, because it's ridiculous, but
yeah.
If you get bitter about comedy, then step back and fucking reevaluate, it's my favorite thing in the world.
It seems great right now. It seems like everyone that we know is doing well or getting better, and either way, that's a good thing. Getting better in terms of quality and in terms of, like, business smarts and all that shit, and that's super important.
Because the negative, unfun, miserable, cunty people,
gender-neutral
term,
I got in trouble for that.
Those people end up quitting, usually.
You know what? Maybe I'm just not around the life cycle long enough. Because I've only been around you guys for maybe 4 or 5 years now, and a lot of the people that I thought and hoped would quit still haven't.
Really?
I'm completely serious,
surprising.
And I don't book them anymore.
I don't know who you're talking about at all.
I'll tell you off mic.
No,
and it's
like,
just
I don't know. Maybe I hate myself so much a lot. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I was thinking about this today. Because I was on an open mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
you were hosting Lottie's, right?
No, it wasn't. It was one I was just at.
Okay.
And, I had a fun one, a great room, and, it's fun. And there were two girls from D.C. who went up.
Natalie. My friend Natalie.
Your friend Natalie.
Yeah.
And another very and they were very funny.
Yeah.
I really liked their material.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, shit, awesome. There's new voices in the scene, blah, blah, blah. Whatever scene. But, I like funny people.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to tell them that I enjoyed them being funny.
Yeah.
And after their set, I was drunk. I don't think I wasn't yelling, but I was, saying hi to them, being like, hey, welcome to the city. You guys are really funny. And then I asked if they knew you. And then the Comic-Con stage was like, oh, no, you guys aren't listening because comics are trying to fuck those two girls from D.C. And I was like,
yeah.
Well, welcome to the city.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even trying to do that. I'll admit when I'm trying to fuck
absolutely.
But, I forgot what we were talking about. But that shit drives me crazy.
Yeah, it's the pettiness.
Right. And, just be happy you got to see someone funny. I really believe in comedy, not in economics, but in comedy, I think a rising, a dying ship rises all thighs. I'm not smart. But you know what I mean?
That's
why I never understood headliners who, would get mad when a middler was funny or didn't.
I get that.
See, I don't.
I get that, but not, it's not so much, fuck that middler, it's more like, I fucking am not funny enough. I hate myself.
Well,
I get that.
Should step up your game.
I completely agree. But that's
And if you're the headliner, you're already going to get more time. You're going to get more But
I'm with you completely. But, think about what I have.
No funny comic I've ever met, none of the people that I hold in high, high regard that I've met would ever do that. It's always middle-of-the-road hacks who do that. It's always...
Maybe you're right.
Finish with a kazoo song or something who do that.
Yeah, but
it's never a funny person.
When you're on
a funny person goes, oh, we're having an awesome show. The crowd's laughing their ass off.
Yeah.
Let's have more fun. Let's have more fun. I don't know what that voice was, but I don't know. Maybe I am more positive than I used to.
You are definitely a lot more positive.
I feel it, though.
It shows. I'm not. Your face. You're smiling more. You're happy. You're not doing things because you feel like you have no out. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe the prospect of moving is...
It's good for you.
Maybe
it's
just
really
knowing something is coming up.
Yeah. I completely
a change.
Agree.
I mean, I'm not shitting on the scene at all. I love this fucking place.
Well, this scene's, it's the best.
It is.
It's in terms of, who everyone knows now, they all come through here.
It's what,
And please don't take offense to
fucking
this.
Fucking sharpening the sword. It's where...
Absolutely.
It's, yeah.
Please do not take offense to this. There's been so many people here that have come and started and left since I've known you that are very, very funny and have achieved a lot. And it's really cool to see you, deal with all these comics that I've never heard of on Facebook. And then I listen to your show, and they're funny, and you recognize funny, and you're not afraid of funny.
What are you talking about?
There's a lot of people here that I never met, because I moved about 2 years ago.
Right.
And you... I think we were 2 years, 3 years into our friendship. And you talked to me about all these amazing people, and you introduced me to them, and you weren't afraid of them. Where a lot of people I know are afraid of new people. You embrace it, and you're it makes, I think, you a better person. And I know that all these kids love you. And I say kids because they're, like, young.
It's to me they're in a lot of ways. Young. I'm only 34, but, like, that's old in this scene.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's another reason I want to move. I hate to be shallow, but I don't want to be...
It's not shallow.
I don't want to be the old guy at the fucking...
You don't want to be the local legend. Right. Because you are at that point right now.
It's not even that. It's even on like a reference level. Like, there's not. I'll say things that I think people get, and they don't. And that's just coming with age. But like, there's not a lot of older people doing stand-up comedy in this city. Because if you either quit, or you go someplace else, or you have a family.
Yeah.
I'm not begrudging anyone who still lives here.
I want to make
a life.
There are guys
money.
Older than you that are in this scene that are fucking amazing. Sean Flannery, C.J. Sullivan.
Right.
Those guys are older than you. They have families, and they're fucking amazing.
And Flannery's like touring and
he's
making money. I'm
yes,
not
he
making
is.
Money here.
And that's a shame, and I think that will change quickly.
Whatever, it's my fault too. You know, I didn't work super hard to get Zanies. I'll never talk shit about Zanies.
But you know, that's different from you because a year ago you would have never said that out loud.
Oh, no, I said that out loud all the time. I use Zanies as a punchline,
but it's more
a punchline about me.
Not,
how, like,
not the Zanies
this act
thing.
Ain't gonna work
not the Zanies
blah, blah.
Thing, but accepting where you're at and why you're where you're at. That's huge.
Oh,
you
I disagree.
Were not there.
I think I was.
No, you fucking weren't.
I blamed myself forever. I was never like, I deserve
You were defensive.
This. I was never like, I deserve
Yeah, but you'd say like, oh, I got this hat going up, and it'd be some awful comic. And
well, that still makes me mad just for comedy's sake, but I get why shit happens.
Yeah, it's fine, though. It's not what you're trying to do.
Right, it's a longer road, I guess.
In a way, this reminds me...
Learning an hour and just repeating it for...
Ever? To do a boat. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just a different style of comedy.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
I have no delusions that I'm for everyone. You know, I'm I don't want to offend anyone.
And you used to kind of want to.
No, I never did. I was trying to... Maybe I would get mad and...
You would.
I wanted a reaction.
Fair enough.
But maybe that just comes from, like, me and the shit I respond to.
Yeah.
Like, I like feeling some sort of, like, emotional response.
Yeah, absolutely.
To anything, music, movies, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know.
I'd rather
see a horrible film or an A+. Like, I don't like
You scenes. Don't want to see a 3.
Yeah.
I completely
You know
understand.
What I mean?
Completely understand. And it's so great to see you at this place. I mean,
you're really overhyping my...
No, I'm
place,
not.
By the way, and overhyping how, but I don't know.
Funny, you're a very funny man.
Or how like bitter I was then. I don't. I hate that I ever came across.
You know
bitter.
What? Maybe it wasn't.
And maybe I came across that way, but like that wasn't what I was thinking.
You thought
throughout my day. You know what I mean? That might be what expressed itself with how unhappy I was throughout my day in the half an hour, 20 minutes I was on stage.
Yeah,
that's not what I wanted to.
Whatever. You know what? All this. I'm basing all
I
of this
horrible after. 2 shows this weekend by
really?
Women in the crowd. Yeah.
Why? What'd you say?
Because I said, two people walked out when I said, I think Rick Santorum would only eat his wife's pussy if she crammed a Chick-fil-A sandwich up there.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's the best line I had all night.
Where was the set? It matters.
A club downtown.
Okay, so it was a club downtown. There you go.
Right. Which is fine.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But you knew that reaction was going to get something in that setting, where if it was here...
But I don't sit at home and write, like, what reaction is gonna...
But you...
It's just the only thing I can do.
I understand.
That's my point of view, you know, and I don't have another one. And I don't want to ever... I love clean comics who are fun. Brian Regan's fucking brilliant.
I know.
And I wish I could do it. I wish I could, but it's just not
Do you ever do that?
It's not fucking in me.
Have you ever done an intentional set where it's completely clean?
I've not cursed, but the material is still,
soul.
Like, opinionated. And
Have you? Well, that's the thing. That's who you are. That's
exactly.
Like,
that's what I'm
why
saying.
Why change it?
Right. But, like, yeah, I don't. I can't write another way yet. Maybe I will one
You
day,
know your voice. That's what you're saying.
Well, but whatever. Voices can change. I mean,
absolutely.
I don't
And yours
sell out,
do. You
like,
wrote a new bit based on a Chick-fil-A scandal. I mean, that bit couldn't have been written 2 months
was a
ago.
Line. It was an old bit I threw.
So, God damn it. Why are you fucking with me? The reason why I'm so happy about everything that's going on right now is because I put this on Facebook. You are the first album I ever bought digitally, and I bought my second album this week, and that's James Adomian.
Right.
And it's so...
He handled his career a lot better than me.
not that much better. Like, I'm not knocking him at all. He's great. He's one of my favorite funny people in the world.
One of the funniest people on the planet, and a lovely man. That's the kind of guy you root for. That's
exactly
a guy,
and that's what I'm saying.
That's a guy who, like you said about Beth, no one is sitting around going, oh, fuck that James Adele. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, and if they are, they're a fucking
exactly
asshole.
And that's how I think of you. I think of you
I'm
and
sure
James.
I've pissed off one or two people, one or two comments.
But they deserve it. Whoever.
Maybe not. I might have just been running. They might deserve it by being too sensitive, but I was never outwardly mean, but I probably could have been nicer.
It's wonderful seeing success from you and Mr. Domian.
I'm not successful.
Oh, you are. Don't stop it. Stop it. Just take the accolades.
I don't know what you think success is, though.
You're getting paid to go on stage and say what you want to say.
Occasionally.
Doesn't matter. That's more than most people.
I have.
It's not.
I can't afford, like, new clothes.
That's fine. You don't need new clothes.
And
you're
I'm
a
not
comic.
Joking or whining. I'm just
saying,
I
know.
This is not success.
But artistically, it is. It is. I know it sounds bullshit. It's totally you, because you're doing this. This is your fucking life. And if you don't care, why are you doing it?
Into a corner. Who knows?
You do. You're victimizing yourself, and you're getting paid to do what you want.
That does seem to be, like, the only time. I do kind of like that on some level. I think it's a masochist thing.
Jay Maskus?
I was Jay Maskus. Fuck you. But, like, even in school, I was very good at school. It was the only thing I was, like, really good at. Like, yeah. I loved other shit. I loved basketball. I loved painting.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. But, like, the only thing I was ever good at was, like, school. It was, like, studying. I mean, it was Kentucky high school. So
but it was still.
I didn't eat my shoes, so I was valedictorian.
You'd have more shoes.
That's an old line.
You need more shoes.
It's for shoes. I'm a shoe-themed comic. I should do that. I'd fucking get. That would work. But I would, like, even though I was good at that, and I wasn't drinking or smoking or having any sex, like, I would still stay up late, wait till the last minute to, like, write everything. Like,
really?
To do everything. I would, like, wait till the fucking. I'm not good at.
So if I give you.
I'm not good at doing shit.
If I give you a 2-week deadline for a 5-page paper, you're going to write it the night before.
Night or two before. Yeah.
That makes sense completely, and that's
why I need to be, like, under the gun. I don't know what it is. I think that's why I like stand up because there's constant pressure.
Yeah.
When I started doing it, I kind of liked that tension.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's not like I'd love a writing job, but I wouldn't feel alive. You know?
Yeah, I completely get it. No, and take this as you will, but I think obviously you will when it comes to. People I like seeing, you're my number one. I'd rather see you than Louis. I'd rather see you than David Tell. I'd rather see you than Norm. Here's why. No. Here's why. It's because I've seen those guys, and they're amazing, and they're transcendent, and I love it, and it's perfect. But the thing is, like, they work on one thing, and you're consistently.
Well, also, you've seen me.
I've seen you eat shit. Well, I've seen you kill.
You've seen me. You're seeing me, like, in the growth years. You didn't
absolutely
see them then.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
But that's, I think, why I like it, because I could somewhat identify it.
To a person.
I completely.
The people I came up with, I love watching them do anything on stage.
But here's the thing. Like, I love Hannibal. Hannibal's great. But I don't get that enjoyment, because I'm like, he's going to kill.
There's no risk of him bombing.
There's no risk. I've seen Hannibal dozens of times. Like, and it's always good.
Yeah.
Period.
It's weird in this scene, yeah.
It's like,
because I started a little after him, so by the time I saw, he was still an open micer. I mean, he was working some shit, but, like, he was never bombing. And then, like, I never saw him bomb either.
I've never seen him bomb.
Like, people pass their stories, or, like, Hannibal used to bomb his first year or two, and we were like, it's like stories from, like, the old country. like, no one believes it, you know.
But the thing
that's
is,
it's impossible.
You're still risking. And you are a friend of bombing. I mean, like, I know that sounds stupid, but, like, you're still doing open mics and you don't need to. That says something.
Oh, I disagree.
Well, I mean,
I need to.
I think every comic needs to, but
no,
most,
I need to specifically.
Well,
it's good for me.
I think it's good for everybody, but here's
and like I said, like, I'm bad at sitting at home and just writing. Like, that's what scares me about LA is the lack of stage time.
You know what? Really?
I love going to an open mic with no new bits and, like, making myself sit there for, like, an hour and watch people and try to think of something I want to talk about, and usually, like, that's how I come up with something new.
Yeah.
Because it's something that's been in me, but I just have to be in that setting where, like it's the under the gun thing. Where, like, oh, you're going to be up in X amount of time. You better fucking have something to say. And these guys know you're bit from last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Same fucking guys.
Of course.
You know, you at least better have like a new minute on it.
If you're going to do an old thing.
Do you think the podcasting helps you?
No.
Really?
In some ways, I think it hinders me.
Really?
To be honest.
How so?
I haven't brought one bit from the podcast.
Really?
Because I'm different on there. I was thinking about this the other day because I'm self-involved. But no, I'm. That's not like my stand-up at all, really. I don't know. Maybe it is to you, but when I'm doing it...
It's not. It's different.
It doesn't feel like it at all. Because I'm very silly.
You're very silly?
I really like being silly. But I feel like on stage, like I can't be that silly.
With the shit
I want to say.
You're a good host on your podcast. You've gotten so much better. And I think I gave you really mean notes those first like five shows I heard. And
well,
I apologize for that.
No, don't.
But...
I should have tough skin.
You have gotten better because you want to play with your guests.
You
don't want to play. You want to play with people.
Oh, yeah.
Which is weird because, like, on stage, you're...
No, I get my shit out on
exactly.
stage.
Exactly.
It's like having fun with my friends.
It's so great. Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, you flush that part out. You're not just trying to steal the spotlight at all.
No, I don't even want the spotlight most of the time. I just want to laugh.
That's completely not true.
I just want to laugh
Shut
for
up.
An hour.
Shut the fuck up. You're wrong. Because you fucking play goddamn YouTube clips whenever you feel like it.
But that's fun to me. But
for
I
you,
want,
yeah. You're
but I want them to bounce off of it.
You're permanent DJ. You always have to be in control of the room.
I always want to be a DJ. You know that.
Yeah, I do.
And then, like, but no, like, I ask them all, like, before, I'm like, do you guys want to talk about anything? That's what I say.
I know. I've been on the show. I love it.
And usually people are like, no. And then, like, I did that today. And, like, Marty DeRosa was like, no. And then, like, halfway through, he mentioned... like some story about Michael Savage, and like that was really exciting. We ran with that, and that was the funniest part of the show.
Yeah,
I don't know. I like those organic moments, though.
It's
that's what's fun.
It's wonderful.
It might not be the best listen, but it's fucking
yeah,
fun.
Sometimes I don't know if I like it because I know you, or right. because you're funny, and I'm never gonna know. That's just how.
Well, what's
it is.
The difference anymore? Like that
they have to know you.
Well,
that's
and
the difference.
Carson is not a thing anymore. You don't get like waved over, and you get 80 road gigs. Like
oh,
it
get...
is. It is personality driven now. Like.
But,
people want to know the comic they're seeing.
But
I
just wonder if
level.
People could jump into your show and like it if they don't already know who the guests are.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
care,
what
though.
I think about.
I can't
that.
Sit there and care about it.
I think about that every show I do.
Yeah.
Because I have to do that because I don't have what you have. I'm not a personality. I don't have an established.
What do you think of a personality?
No, no. You
how
have
many people are going to be at this midnight show?
It doesn't matter. Oh, trust me, I do... Think about when I do shows in New York, right?
Yeah.
I do a talk show in New York. I got fucking Daily Show guests. How many people do you think there are? Fucking five people there. It doesn't matter. It's,
right.
Numbers of crowd do not matter.
No, but just when you say I'm successful in a personality, I shirk at that.
Artistically, you're successful.
Okay.
And I know that both of those things, both artistic and success, you're like, oh, but you are. You're very, very good. Take a compliment. Deal with it. Go.
Thank you.
We go. All right, so this is getting way too insular. I think you're very, very funny.
Are you worried
and
about the audience? Huh?
Kind of. I do worry about this, because I do talk you up in
well,
D.C.
Well, you have to. Oh, so you want me to be funnier?
No, whatsoever. I just want people to understand what you're... Oh, okay, read that out loud. Read it out loud, or I'm going to do it.
All right, you do it.
All right, this is from Nathan Rabin. He's one of the head people at the AV Club. This is his most recent tweet, at James Fritz Comet. I'm loving the new episode of the podcast. This is some funny shit, and I say that I'm a huge Michael Savage fan. Parentheses, not really. So
I'm on my way, Hollywood.
You are on your way. Have you done a show with him, or no? I think he was on one of the shows.
He was on one of your shows, with that's where I met him. And then I saw him at another show. I saw him at a Telfer show.
Oh, cool.
At main stage, and
yeah.
he didn't remember me at all.
Should have started talking louder. He would have loved you. All right,
he's very memorable. He has a very memorable look.
He does. I want
sweet
you to.
Man, though. I mean, he's a,
no, no, I loved.
He wasn't being an asshole.
I love Nathan.
He had a few, and he was with his fucking new wife.
I love Nathan.
I was just like, hey, Nathan. And he was just like, hey.
Nathan's done the show. We're good. Everyone's good.
Okay.
Let's plug some stuff for years. You got some cool gigs coming up. You're opening it up for Bobcat. Bobcat Goldthwait, friend of the show. He's amazing. He's going to be at Up Comedy Club on September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. James will be at all of those shows. And James and I will be at Brilliant Corners of Popular Music on September 21st. It's going to be a very fun show. We follow Zola Jesus and John Cale. So I'm excited for that.
Typical show.
Our normal show. We're going to do all
doing
Norm MacDonald bits.
Doing some improv with Mo Tucker afterwards.
We're going to... not see James very much after that because he will be an LA resident as of October 1st.
I'll be in Cleveland if you have any Cleveland listeners.
Yeah. Where and when?
Oh, fuck. All over.
Just the date. Just
they're
the date.
They're having, like, a...
Oh, you're doing a... Say who you're going to be doing the festival with.
Ramon.
The Ramones are going to be there. One of the Ramones are going to be there.
Rivas, who's kicking ass in Cleveland. He's helping curate this festival there. I'll be there Wednesday the 12th through Sunday the 16th of September.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And people should follow you on the Twitter. It's at James Fritz Comic, and the show is You Could Be Dead. And thank you. What? It's a good show. I listen to it.
No, I meant thanks for this. And thank you for that. Just thanks to the
universe. Anytime.
Know. You know what? Sometimes I just like to give thanks to the universe.
Anything else?
I think the universe encapsulates everything. Anything else? That's you in a nutshell.